Spit. No water, but the greened over pond. A stick I chucked is now disturbing this zigzag where a snake might have surfaced. No way in. Algae thick as jam. No snake. For an hour I lobbed the hive with stones, then speared it twice to poke out eyes, till a beard of bees swelled from its cheeks. I even ran up and spat at it twice. If you wanted to know such greatness now, you'd have to take my meanness, too. It was vast. Toad-killing, spider-mangling, sucker-punching morons like me were easy enough to find if you needed someone to despise other than your own drunk father or the Catholic girls. Runoff from the slaughterhouse would seep down here where the cows used to graze, would sour this pit of backwater. It is hard to drown on purpose in a pond, Richard Pertzborn said, and he could know. The bees led me there anyway, intent on testing nothing of anyone else's truth. But I had a spite reserved for me by me, a bloody urge that welled behind my eyes, like the rage that made me slam my torso into walls, like the courage that drove the bees mad. Oh, to be open to hurt like that. So I taunted bee gods, begged the slime to take me in, my sick, sick blood, my body hard as a walnut trunk, anything in me worthy of mud.